Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Class 1A Substate Baseball yesterday. Northwood Kensett looking for their first ever trip to state. Key High wins the title. 11-0 victory over Northwood Kensett in five innings. Northwood Kensett knocked off a powerhouse at Newman Catholic on Saturday, just could not get by Key. Key qualified for state for the 20th time and the first time since 2011. Great postseason run for Northwood Kensett comes to an end yesterday. They finished their record, or their season, I should say, with a 14-15 record. Again, Key, they beat Northwood Kensett 11-0 in five innings. A game you heard last night here on KATE. The Minnesota Twins are up 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. White Sox with a five-spot in the eighth to come back and beat the Twins by a score of 9-5. They'll wrap up that four-game series in the Windy City coming up tonight. White Sox have taken two of the first three. 6:30 your pregame. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10. Michael Pineda will go for the Twins. Dylan Cease for the White Sox. Well, Milwaukee Bucks fans had to wait 50 years, but the wait is over. Milwaukee captures their first NBA title since 1971 as they win four games in a row. They win the series in six games. They beat Phoenix last night 105-98. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's the MVP of the NBA Finals. No surprise, he had 50 points last night, 14 rebounds. Four other Bucks were in double figures. Now, it was a packed house inside the arena. They do estimate that 65,000 fans were outside the arena in downtown Milwaukee. I'm sure the party continues yet today. Again, Milwaukee, they're your NBA champions. They beat Phoenix 105-98. The Oakland City Council has approved preliminary terms for a new $12 billion waterfront ballpark project for the Athletics. However, it's unclear if the vote will be enough to keep the baseball team at the negotiating table instead of leaving the San Francisco Bay Area city. Now, A's president David Cable says the financial terms do not work for the team and isn't pleased that the ball club has been kept out of the loop on negotiations. The A's have played at the Coliseum since moving from Kansas City after the 1967 season. They have made unsuccessful attempts to build ballparks in Santa Clara and San Jose and are prepared to negotiate a move to Las Vegas if they can't work on an agreement in the Bay Area. Well, the opening ceremonies are on Friday, but some competition got underway yesterday for the Olympics. Host Japan got off to a winning start when the Tokyo Olympics got underway after a one-year delay. They beat Australia 8-1 in softball. Now, the game was played in a nearly empty stadium. Fans, of course, were barred because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Japan, they are the defending softball gold medalists after upsetting the U.S. in the 2008 final. Now, softball and baseball were dropped for 2012 and 2016, but restored for these Olympics. They already have been dropped for the 2024 Paris Games, but are likely to be reinstored for 2028 when the Games are held in Los Angeles. Tom Brady embraced his inner comedian to deliver jokes at old friend Donald Trump's expense when he and the Super Bowl-winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers paid a visit to President Joe Biden at the White House. Now, Brady joked to Biden about doubters of Tampa Bay's win, comparing them to those backing Trump's false assertion that he won the 2020 election. Brady also said he was called Sleepy Tom after he forgot what down it was. Rams running back Cam Akers is out indefinitely after tearing his Achilles tendon in an offseason training session. Now, Akers was expected to be the Rams starter after coming on late in his outstanding rookie season. Akers had 272 yards from scrimmage in the Rams' two playoff games last season. With 19 live speeches and 9 video tributes, this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame induction talks will be limited to 6 minutes apiece. If they go over, there will be an Academy Award-style cue at the 8-minute mark to usher the inductees off the stage. Now, the Centennial Class of 2020 that was delayed a year because of the pandemic will be inducted on Saturday night, August 7th. The Class of 2021, that includes Peyton Manning, they're going to be inducted on Sunday night, August 8th. Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson have connected again with their Hail Mary. They are creating a digital collectible of the 50-yard touchdown pass in the final seconds of the Cowboys' 17-14 victory over Minnesota in the 1975 playoffs. The single item will be up for auction in August with a starting bid of $20,000. Now the winning bidder gets to join Staubach and Pearson on the field to reenact that famous play. And the University of North Carolina is believed to be the first school in the nation to launch a group licensing program for current athletes. Now, under the program, athletes will receive a cut of net revenue for merchandising opportunities pursued by the brand group, where products that include the school's official trademarks and logos. Now, participating in the voluntary program won't restrict individual endorsement deals. Again, Northwood Kansas saw their season come to an end last night. They got beat in the sub-state final by Key 11-0. Twins get beat by the White Sox 9-5. Same two teams in Chicago tonight. 6:30 your pregame. First pitch at 7:10. That's Quick Check of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.